Do not fear the curses the world may heap upon you. Be not afraid of the curses of the world, for they shall vanish before your eyes like smoke, and cannot turn day into night. Fear instead the curse of God, which descends from heaven and uproots its victims in both worlds. You cannot save yourselves with hypocrisy, for your God is He who sees the innermost depth of man. Can you then deceive Him? So become straightforward, clean, pure, and truthful. If even a particle of darkness is left within you, it will dispel all your light. And if you possess even the slightest arrogance, hypocrisy, self-conceit, or sloth, you are not worthy of being accepted. Be careful, lest a few accomplishments delude you into thinking that you have sufficiently fulfilled your purpose. For God desires a complete transformation in your being, and He demands from you a death whereafter He should revive you. Hasten to make peace with one another and forgive your brethren their sins. For he who is not inclined to make peace with his brother is wicked and will be cut off, because he is the cause of dissension. Part with your ego in every way, and do away with mutual grievances. Be humble like the guilty, though truth be on your side, so that you may be forgiven. Do not feed your vanity, for those who are bloated cannot enter the gate to which you have been called. How unfortunate is the one who does not believe in that which has come from the mouth of God, and which I have set forth. If you desire that God should be pleased with you in heaven, unite with one another as though you were brothers from the same womb. The one who most forgives the transgressions of his brother is the more honorable among you. Unfortunate is the one who is obstinate and does not forgive. Such a person has no part in me. Be very fearful of God's curse, for he is holy and jealous. An evildoer cannot attain nearness to God. One who is arrogant cannot attain nearness to God. A wrongdoer cannot attain nearness to God. He who is unfaithful cannot attain nearness to God. Every such person who is not jealously protective for the sake of God's name cannot attain his nearness. Those who fall upon the world like dogs, ants, and vultures, and find their comfort in the world, cannot attain nearness to God. Every impure eye is far from Him. Every impure heart is unaware of Him. He who burns for His sake will be delivered from the fire. He who weeps for His sake will laugh, and he who cuts asunder from the world for His sake will find Him. Befriend God with a true heart, full sincerity, and complete eagerness, so that He too may befriend you. Have mercy on your subordinates and your wives and your less fortunate brethren, so that you too may be shown mercy in heaven. Become truly His, so that He too may become yours. The world is home to 1,000 evils, one of which is also the plague. So hold fast to God with sincerity, so that He should safeguard you against all calamities. No calamity visits the earth until there is a command from heaven, and no affliction is alleviated until mercy descends from heaven. So you would be wise to take hold of the root rather than the branch. You are not prohibited from having recourse to the necessary means and appropriate remedies, but you are forbidden to rely upon them. Ultimately, the will of God will prevail. Complete trust in God, if one has the strength for it, is greater than all else.